tracks all day. You already know we stay on and never stop.
What's up, gamers? We are back once again with another episode of Infinite Rushdown, the only fighting game focused podcast on the internet. I am your host, The Blacksmith, and I'm here once again with my co-host, Perfect Legend. What's up, man? How you doing this week?
I'm good, man. How you been?
Man, I'm super hyped and excited. Comic-Con is tomorrow. But I'm excited because it seems like the gaming industry is going to have a big presence there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's going to be a lot of news coming out. Of course, you know, WB Games is making a big push for their new title, Injustice.
Yeah.
And that's really what our podcast is mostly going to be about this week. You know, it's been kind of in a slow week as far as like fighting game news. There's always like little stuff happening, but as far as like eventful things, everything's been Injustice, you know.
Right.
So
it's the next big fighting game to come out. Like, I don't know if anything else is supposed to be coming out this big, and I think Injustice is probably going to take the competition by storm because of the background, the characters that they have, and then, you know, I think it's going to be picked up by some big leagues in the future. So I'm looking forward to that.
Oh man, I hope so, man. I hope either MLG or, you know, the regular Evo tournament scene picks it up, because it's definitely something I want to get into. But before we get started into the characters we like and, you know, how we want to delve into the title, let's talk a little bit about the new characters that they just announced.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What? Who was the first person? Green Arrow?
Yeah.
First person?
Green Arrow was the first person. They actually, Warner Brothers actually sent out a trailer for Green Arrow, and he's looking real good. He's looking like, you know, he has a lot of rushdown elements, but he also has, you know, projectile arrows that he can, you know, kind of mix up and juggle with. Really similar to Taskmaster from Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Yeah.
So, I know you had a chance to look at the trailer from Green Arrow. Let me get your impressions on that.
He looks like a freaking rushdown zoning character or something. I don't know. That's how he looks to me. He looks fun to play.
That's one thing I actually got from it, is that you're actually going to have fun, you know, creating different mix-ups and creating ways to juggle your adversary, and it'll just be a fun character to play with. You know, I don't know if anybody's really going to main him, you know, because he doesn't look like he has a lot of the elements, to me anyway, that people like to use that, you know, keep combos going. He just has a couple of elements that just seem really, they're aesthetically, like, visually, they're pleasing, you know?
Right.
And I definitely,
Yeah, the game, he looks really cinematic with all the stuff he does, so maybe there were super moves, I don't know, but, like, some of the special moves look, like, really cinematic.
Yeah, one thing that really had me really hype is the fact that he can actually shoot arrows in the air, and they land on different areas of the screen. You know, similar to, I think Hawkeye has that move, and as well as Taskmaster.
Yeah, he has, like, a freaking ice arrow, too, that I saw that freezes you. I know Hawkeye and Marvel has that, so, I mean, I think Green Arrow probably was the one who did it first, because Green Arrow kind of, well, a lot of DC characters supersede a lot of the Marvel characters, because it's been around for so long. You know, I think Superhero was the first superhero, or Superman was the first superhero, sorry.
First popular superhero that I can remember. Back in Action Comics, way back in the day, that was even before DC. he was a hero from Action
right.
Comics, so yeah. But I definitely feel like, you know, the timing is impeccable, because, you know, Warner Brothers, the television side of things, also has their television show called Arrow that's debuting tonight at 10 o'clock.
It's called what?
Arrow.
Oh wow. Oh yeah. So they're freaking okay. Yeah,
so,
I got it.
So they said they are all right. So this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna announce the character for the game, and we're gonna put us.
And we're gonna have the show come on too, so people will be hyped about the game exactly. And the show. And then that Superman movie will be coming out, I think, sometime this year. And then they also have, you know, the Batman movie that came out this year. So, you know, they're keeping the train going.
It's small. And the rumblings about the Justice League movie is still, you know, percolating out there.
Right.
So if that's announced anywhere close to the release of the game in 2013, it's going to be a Justice League year.
Right.
So moving right along, there were two other characters that not only got announced, but they were also shown to be appearing on the cover of the new Injustice game. Those characters are Green Lantern and the Joker. Based off of my impressions, you know, I'm just basing my impressions off of, you know, them being in the Marvel versus DC game. I'm hoping.
You mean Mortal Kombat versus DC?
I apologize. Mortal Kombat versus DC game. They, you know, I'm gonna base my impressions off the Mortal Kombat versus DC game that that NetherRealm put out previously, formerly Midway Games. I think from what I see, Joker's gonna be really similar to his character there. You know, he has that revolver. He has a lot of moves that encompass his personality. But he still has that long-barreled revolver that he had in that title that he can use to actually shoot people. And I think, as far as I can remember, I don't know if you remember any, but he's the first character to actually have, like, a pistol in a game.
You think so? Is there someone? There's no one else that has one.
I'm trying to think, and I don't think so. Like in a fighting game.
Are you talking about in a game? Period.
No, in a fighting game.
No. There's Deadpool.
No, but then, MK versus DC was before that.
Yeah, it's true. I'm trying to think because I know there's of course a character. I mean, like Stryker in Mortal Kombat a long time ago.
True, Mortal Kombat 3 had Stryker, and he had a gun. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's by the same company.
Yeah.
So I guess they're the innovators of it. They're the first ones to be like, you know what, let's just give this dude a gun. But we're going to balance it a little bit. You know?
Yeah. Well, I don't think the gun's going to help him in this game too much because freaking... I mean, like, you know, aesthetically... He's up against superheroes. I don't think the guns are going to do too much, but I wonder how they play it out in the actual game.
I think, in my opinion, I think he was a little OP in MK versus DC.
No, you know? Actually, the best characters were Flash and Green Lantern, and Sub-Zero and Superman.
Okay, you don't think some of the moves he had, like when he had that it was a bomb move similar to Cyrax's. That didn't take like a big chunk of energy to kind of like make up for the fact that he didn't have a lot of moves in his arsenal?
No, because like Flash could basically like run past him really fast or like go to teleport to the other side of the screen. Green Lantern had like silly projectiles that cover full screen. He had like breaker combos, and Superman had like easy infinite to do anywhere on the screen. And Sub-Zero was really good too, as well as Raiden and Liu Kang. I don't think Joker was top in that game.
Hmm. Okay. Well, let's move on to Green Lantern. Green Lantern also is making an appearance. I want to talk about the aesthetics of that character because it seems like, you know, they're doing something different, you know, with the Justice League characters. All of them have armor. Superman has armor. Batman has armor. Even Wonder Woman has some added armor pieces.
Yeah, but, I think they're just doing that as like, you know, for art. I don't think it is for, I don't know, anything, you know, other than the art, just new art for the characters.
Yeah, but it's you would think that they would keep with that motif for, you know, one of the founding members of the Justice League, you know. No, I was just saying it seems like the Green Lantern doesn't have, you know, that same aesthetic. He doesn't have those armor pieces. He seems to have like some green piping going down his uniform, but it doesn't really, I don't think it fits. You know, it doesn't really match the rest of the members of the Justice League.
I don't know. It seems to be fine from looking at it, because he kind of is like, I don't know. It looks fine to me, because it's still kind of battle armor, but it's not like as obvious.
Yeah, it's not as fleshed out as like Superman's.
Yeah,
but it's cool. I'm what I want to know more about that specific character is what is gonna his range of moves is gonna be like, and, you know, because you know he has the power ring, and it's a conduit for his thoughts, so he could pretty much conjure up, you know, anything he wants. But in usually in a fighting game, you know, he used things like hammers and fists, and you know, like you mentioned before, projectiles that will go across the screen. Do you think that's a good or a bad move? Do you think that, you know, maybe they should give him more of a, you know, more of an arsenal of rushdown moves, you know, kind of enable him to get up close to characters more than just, you know, stand back and kind of shoot projectiles and
yeah. Well, in the show or in the comics, he didn't really get all up close and personal. He just he did always sit back and fight. He wasn't somebody who got up close and it was a melee fighter. He was more so, you know, he flew around and he just threw shit at you. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how he was.
Yeah. But like you mentioned, in a fighting game, you know, that's kind of, it's hard to balance a character like that, you know?
Because then when you get up close, you body him. But, you know, at a distance, he's good. So I can see it making sense.
Well, I just hope that, you know, that there'll be a wide range of characters, you know, that we'll be able to pick, and that'll be fun to play with, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that this game is definitely going to be, you know, a fun game. It's going to be something that'll be fun to pick up, you know, because NetherRealm Studios they're known for, well, at least now they are. Well, no, they've kind of always been known for the depth of their story mode.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course, you already know the story mode is going to be ridiculous, man, because they already have a story basically written for them, as in, like, you know, freaking with the superheroes and stuff.
Yeah, the canon is already there.
Yeah, right. So, like, as far as, I guess, it's Batman's leading some kind of rebellion against Superman or something. So, I mean, I don't know who's on whose side, but, you know, I'm just saying, like, the story would be interesting because, and, you know, Batman will probably pull off some kryptonite sometime in the story or something like that. I just hope they release more characters by the time the game launches, because I don't want a fighting game with just 12 characters. I mean, that'd be easy for me as far as learning the game, but, you know, I do want, like, a little bit more variety of characters, you know? That's all.
So what kind of characters would you like to see in there?
Honestly, I have no idea. I'm not as well-versed with the DC Comics characters as I am with Marvel.
Okay.
But I'm just going to play Batman and probably Nightwing. I hope they put in Robin in the game. I hope they, like, put, I guess, like, Talia or Ra's al Ghul. Or Ra's al Ghul, or is it Ra's? Whatever. And I like to see Clayface. That would be kind of cool.
Oh, that would be crazy. Solomon Grundy is already a beast, but that having another, like, brawling character.
Yeah, they need Darkseid in the game. Maybe, like, Lex Luthor.
I want to see some more brothers. I know they got Cyborg in there, but I want to see, like, you know, Static Shock. You know what I'm saying? Black Lightning. You know, they have a lot of DC characters who are, you know, are part of the minority demographic that they could, you know, kind of put up in there. Because they already switched around. I thought they were going to use the
Green Lantern?
Yeah, the African-American Green Lantern. But they end up using Hal Jordan, which is cool. You know, I'm not mad at it at all. But, you know, I just want there to be, you know, a little bit more of a balance. Because with Mortal Kombat, you know, they had Darius, they had Jax, you know, in the Mortal Kombat
Cyrax.
You know, they had a bevy. You know what I mean? They had a couple choices. So I'm just hoping that, you know, they'll do the same, you know, with this title. Because I think it helps. It helps to, you know, push things in the game industry. Even though I feel like, you know, things are already getting better with a lot of the titles that have dropped. But I'm going down a rabbit hole.
Well, Lex Luthor, they could probably put the black version of that character in. I don't know.
Oh, yo, just on a side note, man, I don't know if you know, but they actually have a black Superman.
You talking about Steel?
No. They have a, it's like a version, it's it, the in the story, I was reading them because I saw it in Toys R Us, which, and it kind of tripped me out.
You talking about the Red Sun Superman?
I don't,
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know if it's a Red Sun Superman. I think it's a, it's an alternate dimension Superman.
Uh-huh. And, well, they need to put Zod in the game.
It's not just him. It's like him, Wonder Woman. There's a bunch of characters that are, you know, they're African-American in this dimension. So it's like, it's, you should check it out. It's real crazy.
Why they gotta be in an alternate dimension to be black? No, I'm just playing.
Hey, I'm just happy they thinking about us, man. It's all good. But in comic books, they usually, you know, they're really cool about that. But as far as the game, like, I don't really see a lot of characters that they could really put in that. You know what? I do want Darkseid to be in it. You said Darkseid?
Yeah, I think it's Darkseid or Darkseid. I don't know how to pronounce his name. They always spell it different.
Yeah, I think
see Apocalypse in the game, too. Apocalypse is always a problem.
Ooh, Apocalypse would hurt somebody. Apocalypse is a beast.
Yeah, or Metallo.
Parasite.
Yeah, or Brainiac, something.
Brainiac is another beast, man. I love how Brainiac actually, he always pushes Superman to that point where he just goes berserk. And he's like, you know what? I always have to stop myself from tearing up everything on Earth like it's paper. But you've just pushed me to that point where I'm going to have to body you right now.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the fact that, you know, this game doesn't have fatality?
Is there something honestly, I didn't care too much for him in Mortal Kombat because we just put the combat code in to play without fatalities. So it didn't really matter to... It doesn't really matter to me because I don't even know half the cast fatalities in the game. I only know Kung Lao's. And yeah, that's pretty much it. And so, I don't know. I don't really care for them too much.
So you never use those to try to, like, straight up, you know, just humiliate your opponent?
No, we would use babies on people to humiliate people. We wouldn't use fatalities. We'd use babies. Because then, like, we beat you, you know, with a baby. We beat you without blocking. But there are also matchups in that game where... It's totally, you know, easy for another character to baby another character, but it's a humiliation factor more so than the fatalities. But honestly, I don't care too much for them. I'd rather just be the stuff that they have in the game where you can work with the environments and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'd rather that instead of the fatalities, so I'm glad that's in the game. Plus, like, I don't think DC would approve of, you know, their characters being killed on screen, you know?
Well, they had them in MK versus DC. They just weren't as graphic as they are in Mortal Kombat. I remember, I think the most...
Yeah, they had heroic fatalities.
Yeah, the most graphic one that I saw that had me, like, kind of cringing was with Green Lantern. He actually crushed you with his ring. Like, and you saw the limbs being all contorted in ways they're not supposed to be.
Yeah.
So I think that was the extent... of the fatalities, but, you know, I feel like they have their part, they have their place in anything that comes from, you know, the people who created Mortal Kombat, because it's almost a part of their lineage. Just, you know, they have this moment at the end of the game where you can actually extend, you know, your talent to, you know, entertain anyone who's watching the game further, even after the match is over, you know?
Yeah.
So I just feel like they have their place. But you mentioned the environments, and the environments are going to have a big part in this title.
Right.
I had a little bit of hands-on time with it at E3 this year, and the stage that I played on was Superman's Sanctum.
Yeah.
And in that stage... You actually could, at one part of the level, you could kick your character off screen and they would go into a portal for the null void or the null area or, you know, the null dimension. I think that's what it's called, the null dimension. And what it would do is it would become a part of the combo. And once they came out of the null dimension, you could continue to juggle. So do you think that's something that, you know, could be an evolution of you know, the whiff fighting games are going.
Well, it's just like knock somebody into the wall in like Tekken. That's how I look at it. Hmm. It's just another way to get damage. I mean, it's up to the player to avoid that situation.
Yeah.
But I just see it as another way to get damage. I don't see it as being like too revolutionary. But I like the fact that you can like grab a car and throw it at somebody or something like that. I always thought you should be able to use environment that way, like as a projectile or something.
Yeah.
But as far as knocking somebody into something, this is basically the same as anything else.
Well, you mentioned being able to hit the another character with a car. And what I like about this title is that depending on what type of character you play with, whether he's, you know, whether it's
big Superman, or small, exactly. they interact with it differently.
Exactly. I think that's really dope. That's
something. Yeah, it's more character variety.
You know, I think that's something that's really going to play a big part in it. I don't think there's going to be too much of a variable on damage. I think, you know, you interact with the car, you get the opportunity to damage the character with a car, it's going to cause the same amount of damage. But, you know, I think that's definitely something that's, you know, going to play into what character and what stages people choose, you know, when playing the game.
Yeah.
So I think that's something dope. That's really forward thinking of the guys at NetherRealm. So let's get in a little bit about what characters we want to play with. And I know you kind of mentioned the characters before. just off gate.
Yeah, I want to be the face of the character. I don't care if he's good or bad. Of course he's going to be freaking godlike. It's Batman. But yeah. I doubt they'll waste a character slot and make him a shitty character.
But why do you want to play with Batman?
I always like Batman. Batman was my first superhero that I like was like this character's godlike. Mm. He's like hella regular and he still bodies people. He's like the pinnacle of what a human being should be. Like he's great at everything and he's hella rich, you know, so you can't go wrong with Batman.
Yeah, Batman's really dope. Batman's a dope character. Me personally, from my play time experience, I think the Flash is gonna be a lot of people's main character. You think he's gonna be cheap?
Yeah, I heard that from when people have shown the game or whatever, and so they played it. Yeah. It's cheap. Because no one was at E3, people were able to play it, and he was really strong.
He has his advantage.
I mean, he was like the second best character in the DC, in MK versus DC.
So you think they continue that on, you know, in this game?
Like, honestly, it's hard to not make Flash a great character. He's super fast, and he kind of, like, he's overwhelming because he's so fast, you know. And I'm pretty sure he'd be, like, safe for advantage on block after a lot of stuff just because of his speed or whatever. Unless they were to make him unsafe. That's what I mean, there's no way he would not be a top-tier character.
Another character that was really interesting that had good mix-ups was Cyborg. Cyborg is a really interesting character because he has this ray. It's basically a projectile move that he can shoot out from his left arm. And you know, I definitely think that, you know, he's one of the characters that I'm thinking about maining. You know. Just based on the fact that, you know, I think he's going to be really fun to play with as well. But Solomon Grundy, wow. Like, that dude, he's like, I think he's actually a step higher than playing with, you know, like your normal big man characters like Zangief.
Yeah.
Only because, like, he's still slow and his moves take a little bit extra effort to pull off. But once he gets you, he's almost like Jeffrey in Virtual Fighter. I don't know if you play with Jeffrey, the guy with the dreads.
Yeah, I didn't play with him. I know he was like a big character who if you touch you die, basically. Like a grappler. That's how Solomon Grundy plays.
Yeah. So he's gonna be serious. He's gonna be a problem to deal with. I wanna see what, you know, how actually people end up playing with him and using him to, you know, perform mix ups and things like that. So, man, I think that's about it, man. You know, Injustice is definitely going to be a hot game, and I'm excited to play with it, and I hope the community shows it a lot of support and it gets picked up.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are hyped for it. And plus, there's no other fight game really coming out. This big title. So I think the window's open very wide for Injustice when it comes out.
Definitely. And I think they're giving, what's smart about what they're doing, they're giving the current fighting games a little bit of breathing room.
Right.
You know, unlike, you know, PlayStation All-Stars, which they showed at Evo this year, because I think they really want the fighting game community to get involved in, really involved in it. And it's a pretty fun game. I don't think it's tournament worthy. You know,
I don't know. I think it is because they have really good people on the team, like Clockwork and Seth Killian and like Edma. These are all like, you know, tournament goers and really established names in the scene. So I think it'll be good. It's gonna play, of course, exactly like Smash Brothers.
Yeah,
it just has to get people to, you know, get behind it and back the game like every other game.
Yeah, that's what I mentioned. That's the only thing that I think might stop it from being tournament worthy is that there being like a really strong community behind it. Because, you know, from my experience, a lot of people are doing similar things to what you did. They're associating it directly with Smash Brothers. They're saying it's like a clone, it's a copy, and like, oh, you know, I'm not going to support a game that's not innovative, which I don't agree with. But I just feel like, you know, it's going to be that divide from within, you know, the people who hate it and the people who want to give it a shot.
Uh-huh.
So that might, you know, that might be a
roadblock. I think people give it a shot. Every time I see it at an event, everyone's on it playing it.
Oh, yeah. Plus the fact that they have, it's playable between the Vita and the PS3.
Right.
Is definitely going to help it. You know, it's definitely going to help it a lot. But we'll have to see, man. Because I'm not too sure. You think it's going to be worthy? I'm not sure. We're just going to have to see.
I feel like every game is worthy for a tournament scene, but it's just the players have to back it.
But isn't that really what makes it worthy if the community is behind it? I mean, not necessarily the community as far as, like, the FGC, but if people want to see it in a tournament, if people sign up to play it on a tournament level, if there's a decent enough payout for it, if it's going to be a stream for it, if it's, you know what I mean, if it's going to bring, you know, guys like yourself, you know, Sanford Kelly, Justin Wong, if there's going to be like high level people, you know, not only working on it but actually playing it in tournament play.
Yeah, I think as long as the viewership is good for the game, like it looks hype to play, then it'll be good. Because, you know, the big reason why Marvel is so successful is because it's fun to look at.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And it's like a lot of chaos going on the screen. And, you know, that's why that game is so popular. The same for, like, Street Fighter.
Street Fighter is a little slower than Marvel.
Street Fighter is like the chess.
Catching up with. Like, a lot of things that's going on the screen. Unless there's, like, one character dominating and he's just tagging you in the corner and he got this, you know, 76 hit combo working on with Magneto. I really understand it. But a lot of times when there's a lot of the chaos going on and, you know, it's like, oh man, it's kind of hard to focus.
Yeah, Marvel's like, focus. I guess StarCraft, there's a lot of crap going on the screen. If you don't understand it, it's hard to follow. But once you understand it, you're like, wow, this is great.
I do like to watch it played on the high level. But, you know, I don't really like, I don't tune into some of the, Like the average Joe stream of Marvel, I wouldn't tune into that. Nothing against Marvel. I just have a hard time. Like I said, I didn't latch on to that title. You know, as much as I've latched on to say Street Fighter or King of Fighters, and just to segue into King of Fighters, I don't know if you noticed, but actually, if you have PlayStation Plus, you can download King of Fighters 13 for free. Through PlayStation Plus, and that brings up an interesting thought. Do you think now, because Sony has, you know, allowed its million plus PlayStation Plus fan base to download this game for free, do you think that's gonna give it a resurgence in tournament play?
Yeah. I don't see why not.
But I think maybe it's gonna, you know, shine over a lot of other games that came out after it but have been getting more, you know, I guess, limelight because they're newer. You know, any game that's newer is going to get more of the more shine than some of the older titles, unless it's a community favorite. But I think, I think it was really strategic of both Atlas and Sony to put this game out for free, you know, for PlayStation Plus players. To now you have no reason not to go ahead and try it out.
Yeah, especially if you're a PlayStation Plus member. Because exactly. People are getting PlayStation Plus just to try it out, you know, so that helps everybody.
Exactly, and I think it's going to help the community overall. We're gonna, because my hope, you know, I mentioned this before, but I never dove deep into it. You know, I'm doing my part in trying to raise the next generation of the FGC.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter, she actually plays fighting games, and she's always been, you know, intrigued by them. She's always asked me to learn how to play them.
That's tight.
Yeah, and so she's really good. She really enjoys Tekken, but she's really good in DOA. She can actually beat me sometimes when I'm trying not to get beaten. So I think, you know, she's 13 now. By the time she's about 16, 17, you know, hopefully if everything works out and it's not interfering with schoolwork or anything, I'm going to try to enter her in a couple tournaments, see how she does, you know. Because I think that's going to be really important. You know, even I don't know what happened to I think his name was Noel, right? The young kid who played in EVO last year.
You talking about Noah?
Noah. Yeah, Noah.
He was at EVO this year too.
Man, just to see that, you know, it kind of touches me in a certain way. You know, like it brings a warmness to my heart because I remember when I was young playing fighting games and how much it meant to me. You know, I'm glad to see that this is being transitioned to a new generation.
Right.
You know. So that's about it, man. I don't know if you have anything.
I don't know. Like, I mean, I've been playing fighting games since I was that age or before that age. So it's kind of like, I think everyone picks up fighting games. Like, honestly, like, everyone's going to touch them eventually.
Yeah.
Especially as a kid, like, you have nothing to do. You're kind of bored. And then someone gives you a fighting game, you're like, hey, let's play this.
Well, what I noticed, like, I tried to get some of my other cousins to play it. And because of the fact that you have to put just as much time, you have to put a lot of time and effort to being good, that kind of, like, it kind of turns some people off. Because it is a dedication. It's a dedication thing, you know, to actually
being good. Yeah, it's just like learning a fighting style.
Exactly. So that's about it for this week, guys. I didn't mention it last week, but I want you guys to show us some support. You know, I want you guys to go out and follow Perfect Legend on Twitter. You know, follow Gamer Swagger on Twitter. You know, check us out on Facebook/Gamer Swagger, Facebook/Perfect Legend. You know, we appreciate all the follows. You know, we're both down with Team Follow Back. So you follow us, we're going to follow you right back.
Right.
You know, so it doesn't hurt anybody to follow someone. And you'll be able to keep up with all of our, you know, our activity. And you'll be able to see when Infinite Rushdown drops every week. You'll be the first to know. So I like to end this show, as I always end shows. You know, if you're going to play games, make sure you play hard. Or don't play at all. I'm your host, The Blacksmith. I appreciate my co-host, Perfect Legend, being here. Thank you so much.
Co-host with the most.
So that's about it, guys. Till next week. Oh, yeah, no doubt. Next week, we got Swoozy.
Yeah.
Next week, is Swoozy will be in the building. He will be on the Infinite Rushdown podcast. I'm hype about that. It's a good dude right there. Make sure you guys
pick his brain about how he feels about DOA 5.
Definitely a lot of things, you know, everything. I want to get as much information from that dude as I can. I hope he tells us one of those stories that he's so well known for. Just one about how he got into fighting games. I'm gonna try to remember to talk to him about that. Alright, y'all, that's our show for this week. Check us out next week. Peace.